Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To coast.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out of the bad seat, a burger, a bad apple, with a bad attitude, hanging up, it's bad, out of bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Palace, right across the river to the woods from where Granny loves token the blue champagne hybrid in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, you do, but I'm up in the Cameron, flat to flat, a party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, with a best of tassels tattered, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, you do, be shake it, ooh, it's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, oh yeah, yeah, should do that, oh yeah, yeah, hey, what's gigging, I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon, Mafia running it with Hayden Fried, LTN, in Kansas City, Mo. A birthday roll call on a terrible towel Tuesday. John Tavares, 32. Feliciano Lopez, 41. Dante Hall, 44. Juan Pablo Montoya, 47. Vance Joseph, the big 5-0. John Henry, Red Sox, Liverpool owner, 73. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. The Bills hammer the Titans 41-7 and shove it on to Buffalo. Allen to Diggs going deep. They did it three times. Diggs talking about the Bills, always focused on the next opponent, no matter who it is. We got Vrabel on the show. The Eagles pound the Vikings 24-7. Jalen Hurts, his second rushing touchdown. We got it for you. He credits his teammates for a huge night. Now third in the MVP odds. Nick, don't call me Joe Satriani. Sirianni says, Slay was huge for the Eagles. Darius Slay talking. Kirk Cousins talking. We got the sportsbook consigliere, your boy Dave Sharapan, styling today on a mahogany, waxing it up on C2C. Zach Taylor isn't worried about the bad start or the offensive line play. Robert Salah talking about the Jets. They have to put the big comeback win behind them, he says. We'll break it down, Cincy and the Jets. John Harbaugh on the Ravens letting the game slip away and getting ready for New England will set you up. Justin Fields says losses like the game in Green Bay hurt players more than fans. Chicago, Houston will set it up. Josh McDaniels on not running more clock in the second half of the loss to Zona will break down their game with Tennessee. Matt Rhule believes players will get it going against the Saints. Will break down Carolina and New Orleans. And Nate Hackett on working on his communication with the Broncos. Tom Brady says Evans' suspension is too much. We'll hear from him. Bucks sign Cole Beasley. Mike McDaniel on the show today will break down Miami and Buffalo. What a game it'll be in Orchard Park on Sunday. Are you kidding me? It's the game of the week in the NFL. Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay suspended four games. Michael Gallup, Cowboys trending toward returning against the G-Man Big Blue. Cowboys head in Dalton Schultz has a PCL issue in his right knee. Browns have banned a fan who plunked Jimmy Haslam, the owner, with a bottle during the loss to the Jets. What do you blame the owner that the football team coiffed on the field? We got your lion's share coming up. Let's make some money. Bob Nightingale will join us from the USA Today to talk baseball. We got Today in Sports History with your boy Carver High. Astros beat the Rays 4-0. Boom. Jose Altuve with a leadoff homer. Astros clinch their fifth AL West title in 6 years. Dusty Baker having fun. Mets beat the Brewers 7-2. I bet on Scherzer. Boom. Alonso, a three-run shot. We welcome our radio affiliates. SiriusXM, Channel 159, our satellite partners. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego near T. I wanna do you wanna. Sports Map Radio Network in Houston, Sports Byline USA in the city by the bay. Good to have you with us today on C2C. Mets clinch their first playoff berth since 2016. Buck says this is only a first step. The Braves beat the Nats 5-2. Austin Riley went yardage. Rick Haro will join us, our sports business and legal insider, on today's show in the 5 o'clock Eastern hour. Plus, the Dodgers beat the D-backs. Ernest and Julio Gallo with a deep drive to right field for L.A. Mariners beat the Angels 9-1. I gave you that one yesterday. It was a 4 o'clock start. I said I'm all over the Mariners. 9-1, they get it done with our boy Gilbert Grape. Carlos Santana with a G-spot in this one. Angels officially eliminated. They suck. Marlins beat the Cubs. Boom, hit it. Tigers over the Orioles 11-0. Lost that game. Giants beat the Rockies in 10. Lost that. Tiago Estrada gives the Giants lead in the 10th. Javi Baez is offering free food to victims of the Hurricane Fiona in Puerto Rico. We'll talk strikeouts, home runs, and tonight's games with Carver High. Break it all down. Try to make you some money. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, they call it bedlam, but not for much longer. After the Sooners leave for the SEC, the rivalry is kaput. Hurricanes wide receiver Jacoby George out indefinitely with a hand injury. Avs give Nate McKinnon, more money than God, 12.6 per year. Zdeno Chara retires after 25 seasons in the NHL. P.K. Subban retires. Keith Yandel, the Iron Man, retires. You heard, of course, the Prime Minister talking about it. Kyrie Irving says the Nets needed the humbling experience of being swept by the Celtics. Actually, Kyrie, what they needed was for you to get vaccinated and to play all the games, not to play 30 games and then to give everybody advice and then to seek a trade. And you and your buddy, the Cream Puff Reaper, destroying the franchise. You guys did a great job of that. Why don't you get vaccinated and play ball and shut up? I mean, honest to Christ. The earth isn't flat either, idiot face. Anthony Edwards fined 40 large for the anti-gay language he used on Instagram. You get it all on Coast to Coast. Go with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Carver, you know I always take my cars to my boy Bobby's shop. And today, 34C got her mom's car worked on, there. And we'll take care of Granny. You know, she's busy smoking, so we got to get Granny's car fixed. And when the door was open, I pulled up to drop off 34C. She's smoking hot, and all the guys were whistling and everything. They're like, yo, what up, Pharrell? What gives? I go, I'll tell you what gives. BetMGM gives a $1,000 risk-free bet if you use the code COAST2COAST. They're like, what? I go, get the BetMGM app, and then you get a $1,000 risk-free bet. Use the code COAST2COAST. They're like, that's awesome. And then I tore off. And then she ended up making out with a couple of them, and I didn't get involved in that. I went and got gas. But I don't have time. I'm too busy. So I can't keep up, you know, with her shenanigans. But she already has the risk-free bet. She already did it. She already played it. Turned it into $1,500. She's really good. All right, Carver High, I got to tell you, your Bills last night proved – that they're going to stomp everyone that they play.
It is amazing. They back up the opening night Thursday win against the Rams where they blew them out at SoFi, go home to Orchard Park on Monday Night Football, and they just racked the Titans 41-7. Allen goes for 317 and 4 touchdowns, Scotty. How about Stephon Diggs? 12 for 148 and the hat trick. 3 touchdowns. Here's one of them, a 46-yarder to start the second half on ESPN.
The Swiss Army knife deal. Here's Allen on 2nd and 10. Stepping up into the logo and throw. He's got Diggs wide open. It's caught. Touchdown. 46-yard strike. Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs.
Ding, ding. We had the anytime touchdown with Diggs. In fact, I was clamoring for it all day yesterday with you. Give me Diggs any which way but loose. He'll score. And I said he'll score more than one. I said he'd have at least 2. He had 3. I mean, they can't stop this team. You know, the question isn't, are they going to win the East? The question isn't, are they going to win the AFC? The question is, who can beat them besides no one?
We got to get there. We got to get to January. This is great. Oh, they're gonna... I'm loving every second of this. They clearly have come into this season with a massive chip saying, we finally have to get this done. We're the favorites. They've dealt with the hype. They've smashed the first two teams that they've played. I love it all, but there's still that hurdle they got to get through in January, Scotty, and it's Patrick Mahomes, and they haven't done it the last 2 years, and they still got to get through that hurdle in January, and they seem like this team is better than the last two, and they're going to have an opportunity to do it, but that's still a hurdle they have to get to. How about this stat? Their last 20 regular season wins, all of them by 10 points or more, every single one double digits, Scotty. That has not been done since the 41 Chicago Bears. Last team to have that many wins
in a row. Well, I'm on them already then. I put it in for Sunday, lay to 5.5 now before it rolls. Like, it's going to roll. You know it's going to roll. And I think that Chiefs-Colts game is going to roll between now and Sunday. So I'm in on both of those early. I'll tell you another one. The Niners are playing in Denver with that crappy team, and it's only 1.5 before that rolls. I'm going to roll me a doobie with that one, too. I'm going to roll all three of those right now, today. I'm going to do it right now.
Get on there right now. Make it happen. We are going to discuss a couple of these games. Let's start with Diggs, Scotty, from last night. Of course, he had the hat trick. Was it a little more sweeter for the Bills knowing the Titans have given him so many problems the last few years? Absolutely not. We are out to destroy everybody this year. Here's Diggs.
But as a competitor, is there any extra satisfaction you take out of a performance like this against a team that beat you twice in a row?
No, not at all. I kind of said that I think a couple days ago with my interview. They said it was extra stock in it. And I said no because, I mean, it's their next game. You know what I'm saying? It was the game in front of you. And it sounded like a real political type answer, but it's business. It's the next game. You know, we're trying to win. The pass is the pass. Yeah, nobody likes to lose, and I'm a true competitor. I hate losing, but you got to get over that shit. That's in the past. You had an opportunity in front of you to make it right, and, you know, this is a new season, so trying to keep that thing going.
That's that 13 seconds. The 13 seconds is inexcusable. They have to win, and they are, they are the class of the NFL. It's pretty obvious now. They are stepping on teams next. Remember, the Titans were a team that always gave them fits, and you and I both like that 10.5. Here's the deal. They were the number one seed in the AFC last year, and they just absolutely slept with their wives. I mean, they did them every which way but loose. I mean, they killed a team that is allegedly good. You know, all that stuff of the Bengals and the Titans last year, I mean, that is so far gone. It's like they blew their nose. The Bengals are awful. They look awful. They look like, how did they go to the Super Bowl? Awful.
The Bills have smashed the Super Bowl champ and the one seed in the AFC last year in the first 2 weeks. That shows you the kind of mission that they are on this season. Before we move on, let's hear from the Titans, Scotty. 41-7 is pretty bad. Here's Mike Vrabel, I guess, looking for some silver linings. He thinks there were some good plays from his team last night. Here we go.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I think early on there were some decent plays. There were some plays that I thought were good, just watching, you know what I mean? Trying to affect the quarterback. You know, he scrambles on the first couple third downs, you know, then it's kind of too easy, the conversions. We got some stops, came up with a fourth down stop. We forced him to kick a field goal. And then offensively, I just got behind the chains, you know, early after that first touchdown. So I felt like that was a great drive. That's exactly how we want to play the game. Went down there. Committed to a short yardage run, scored a touchdown, then just, you know, weren't able to do enough after that.
In the midst of all the pots and pans clanking, he had nothing worthwhile to say there whatsoever. That was an absolute waste of time. You know what? I've always said to you over the years, no one wants to hear from the losers, ever. It's just stupid. They never say anything ever. And then the worst one is when they interviewed a guy after a playoff game in the hallway. What are they saying in there? Well, they're all pretty beat up, and there's some guys shedding some tears. And it's been a long year, and I've never worked with a group like this that's been so cohesive, and the chemistry that's inside that. There are men in there that I admire. Shut up. It's so awful. I don't want to hear from losers. I want to hear from Diggs saying, next up, we're going to beat that ass too and F the past.
In the second game last night, of course, there was two for the Monday night doubleheader. The Eagles, Scotty, took care of the Vikings 24-7. Big night for Jalen Hurts. House 333 through the air and a touchdown and two rushing touchdowns. Here's his second one on ABC.
Hurts keeps around the edge and bends it back down, fighting for the end zone. What a run! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
I think they should have two Monday night games next week because the two last night were so bad. I mean, this game was worse than the other one. The other one was a slaughter, and this one was Slaughterhouse 5. I mean, I don't even know what to say. But, like, here's me watching that game. It was over. It was over in the first quarter. And I was like, I'm going to bed. I need the Mets to hit. And I'm on Scherzer. Give me the Mets. I'm going to bed. I'm not going to sit here and watch this. It'll give me nightmares. I'll have the shakes. I'll have a stroke. I'll have a heart attack while I'm sleeping and die. I can't go to bed that mad every day. I'm that mad. And so I'm just not having it.
The timing wasn't very good. As soon as the Bill game ended, it was the second half of the Eagle game, and there were no points in the second half. It was over 24-7.
It was awful. The game was awful.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, you can catch him on Sports Grid, and the Bostonian versus the Book is a kick-ass show. And our good friend Dave Sherapan joins us, the Sportsbook Consigliere out in Vegas, always in the middle of all the action. What has been, good to see you, brother, the reaction to, you know, Saturdays, people have been making money, and Sundays they give it all back. What's been the reaction in Vegas to that? Like, I already told you, the Ravens game, the Browns game, and the Rams blowing a 31-10 lead, whatever it was, that pretty much was it for me for the week. And it only got worse last night. So it was just a atrocious week for me in pros. College, I'm killing it every single week. 3 weeks in a row, I killed it, made a fortune. Sundays have been a nightmare. And I was yelling fix yesterday on the show.
Oh.
I've never seen three games like that in my life in that quick a time, honestly.
So, you know, I get the text from Mafia, hey, you know, can you come on today and this and that? And I was like, all right, yeah. And I got to figure out what I'm going to wear. So I went with the Pisces shirt. This is the Pittsburgh Pisces shirt from the movie Fish and Save Pittsburgh. All of a sudden from Pittsburgh, remember what that was. I know you're a hoop guy. You know, you're playing, still playing basketball. Wrecking people up on the weekends and stuff at the gym. So this is the Pittsburgh Pisces thing. But I was like, the hat wear is very important. So I was going to go with this. All right. I was going to go with the Dolphins hat.
Oh,
but that would have been bad because the Dolphins wrecked your Sunday. And I was like, all right, I can't wear the Dolphins hat. All right. And then I got this on the sale rack. All right. And this is the Jets hat. And the Jets hat made it worse. And they tortured you on Sunday along with the rest of the people. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go on for the people. I'm going to wear the college hat. Where I went to school, Penn State. Penn State got Auburn. Helped everybody but Carver. Carver had Auburn. I was kind of leaning like, I don't know what to do. The public has been doing very well. Just the general people. Now, that's not a bad thing. You give the money on Saturdays. You win. You pick the games. Sunday has been... It's been tough, Scotty. It's been hard. I think the books are usually behind the curve in September. In years past, I used to say we're giving people a little bit of a front-ended loan here for football season. People win in September, and they give it back October, November, and usually by the holidays, they're on to basketball or other things. So you're not alone. You got to keep firing. Keep picking your spots. This is the real week when it starts. usually you trade blows in weeks one and two in the NFL, one side of the counter, or the other side of the counter. Now's when we start to separate the, what's the expression? The wheat.
The men from the boys.
The men from the boys. That's it. Yeah, we'll go with that. Yes. And nobody's calling you a boy. There's no question about that.
So what about you? Have you been suffering like the rest of us with these NFL games? Like, I don't understand. I really don't understand how a team can lose a 30-17 lead with 1:55 left in the game. To me, it's absolutely felony, class A felony, 20 to life. You know, honestly, I'm such a George Steinbrenner guy that if I owned the Browns, I would have fired Stefanski. Up 30-17 with a minute left. I would have fired him right then and there.
How does he go out after the game in a press conference and just say, well, I got to communicate that better to the team? Like, and do you remember, was it last year that Chubb stepped out of bounds on the 1 yard line and everybody was like, oh, he knew what the line was. He knew this. No, he didn't. He was playing to win the game. And then on Sunday, all he had to do was fall down. Browns win by 7, cover, help everybody's lives that has them, even on the money line. Scott, I was in the book on Sunday at one of the BetMGM books, actually.
Right.
And right. I was with the guy who said, do you see that group over there? And they had their hands down. They were kind of bummed out. I said, yeah. And I lost the bet. And I had to wear a Brownie the Elf hat because that's what we talked about on Bostonian versus the book. Because I took the Steelers to beat the Patriots, and I had to go get this Brownie the Elf hat. So I'm wearing the hat. He goes, those guys needed the Browns money line for $300K. It was the last leg of a parlay for 300 dimes. I was like, you know what? I don't need to meet them today. I got this hat on. I got nowhere else to go. I'll talk to you later. And I left. So, I mean, as bad as it was for you, as bad as it was for the people, it was bad for somebody else too. I don't know if I'd fire a guy right on the field like they did Herm Edwards. I mean, did you see what they did to Herm Edwards? I mean, they didn't even walk him into the locker room. Kind of put their arm around him and said, Herm, listen, there's going to be some stuff coming down. You're going to have to go, like, tonight. That's rough.
Yeah, but let's face facts. He was involved in all kinds of violations, every one of them on that staff. I don't care what anybody says. They were cheating in Tempe. Ooh. They're busted. The program's busted. They lose to Eastern Michigan. I'm not surprised he got fired. Now, that might be too strong on Stefanski to fire him. But look, like I said, George Steinbrenner fired you on your birthday. He'd fire you on your birthday. He'd fire you the day you find out you got lymphoma.
That's brutal. But you know who the Browns play this week?
I know, and they should have won that game and covered. Now, the Steelers pushed for me. I had them at 3. Christ, it's better than losing. So, but I thought their offense looked anemic. And now they're talking about they're going to open it up this week. They want to go downfield more. Yeah, really? Good luck with that on the road.
What about the offensive line? The problem, the thing to make the whole thing work in football is the offensive line. When you watch the really good teams, they dominate the line play. Last night, Buffalo cemented the fact that they're up here and everyone else is down here. Okay, Kansas City's closer, but that's it. The Steelers' offensive line cannot block. It doesn't matter if Mitch is playing. Everybody at home wants Pickett to come in. Like, yeah, that's going to solve the issues. He's going to be running for his life, too. If he's going to get hit too much and lose confidence, let Mitch stay in there until they figure this thing out. But the total in the Pittsburgh and Cleveland Brown game on Thursday is 38.5. I think they could play 2 games. I don't think they're getting 38 points. I mean, the under feels like the play right now. Now, what happens in the book? Unders, I believe, are 21-10-1 so far this season in the NFL. 21 unders, 10 overs, 1 push. It's pretty good to the under. And if you're the book, you want to need the under. It's not fun to watch, Scotty, but the number's up to what, 5.5 right now? 5.5. What do we do with this? With the Steeler fan, are you taking this?
Yeah, I don't really, with what I've seen, I cannot believe they even won the game in Cincinnati. I mean, like, that with all the missed field goals and all the mistakes and all the craziness, I can't even believe they won the game. But they looked so bad on Sunday against the Pats at home. I thought to myself, are they ever going to get in the red zone once in the entire game? Because they couldn't even sniff it. They got in there once and threw it to Freiermuth, and they got the touchdown and the two to Johnson. But those are the only two good plays, in my view, Dave, the entire game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Frustrating. Two good plays. It's
so frustrating to watch. And I mean, that line's down to four now, 4.5 in some places. The total's backed up to 39 in a couple places. I don't know, Scotty. I mean, it's okay. We're tied for the division lead. We're still a game ahead of Cincinnati. They went to Dallas and lost to Cooper Rush. The Browns gave up 13 points and 155 to the Jets. And the Ravens were leading 35-14 against the Dolphins at home and lost. So when things look bad, sometimes you got to look around and go, maybe it's not so bad. We're winning the division right now.
Yeah, it is that bad. The Ravens go to New England laying 3.
Yeah.
And then I want to ask you about, because I don't know what to think of them. You're talking about the Browns and Steelers. I'm scared to death of that game. And then the Ravens up 28-7, up 35-14, and you lose. I don't even know what to say about them. I still think they're better than the Patriots. And then I want to know what you think of that Bills-Dolphin game. It's 5.5 right now. Do you pounce on it now with Buffalo the way they look, or do you ride Tua again? Like, a lot of people are going to buy into Tua because of what they did to the Ravens, right? Bettors are immediately going to be like a magnet attracted to the Dolphins, that they're this miracle team or something. And I still think the Bills are going to beat their ass.
I know. So if you want to bet the Bills, I think you got to do it now. I think the number's going to go up. It's going to go to 6. So if you see a 5.5, grab it. As far as Baltimore, New England, I mean, the total's 43. You're going to see a low scoring game. The one thing I took away from what New England did against Pittsburgh was they're able to run the ball. If they want to impose their will on a team and physically can do it, they can. Now, how do you combat that? You score quicker. You score on the outside with your offense against their defense. I think they're susceptible to be scored on. So Lamar has to get another big lead, but the defense has to hold it. And that's the thing I'm still trying to figure out. Who's Baltimore's defense? Because it's not the Baltimore defense that you or I are used to with Ray Lewis in those battles and wars with the Steelers. They're pretty average at best. So
weak.
Right. Yeah. All right, you said it. That's fine. That's fine.
I mean, honestly, not good. Did you see how wide open Hill was on those touchdowns? I mean,
how could that
honest
be?
To Christ. Even Gesicki.
What are they doing?
Dude, I can't even. I have no faith in them anymore. I don't want to go near that. Here's another team I won't go near. Kansas, after they burned me against West Virginia and Houston. I'm done messing with them. I love you, Sherapan, my man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Uncle Futrelli back on Coast to Coast. Carver, how will you give me that skinny again for the audience, what you just said to me about the Bills in South Florida?
Yeah, since Allen has become the starting quarterback, he is 7-1 against Miami. He's thrown 21 touchdowns and 5 picks in those 8 games, almost 2,000 yards, a 106 passer rating. He's got a bunch of rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. He's won AFC Player of the Week 3 times in those 8 games against the Dolphins. They've gone to Miami the last 2 years, almost the same exact week, late September, whacked them both times in Miami the last 2 years in September.
God almighty, how do you, like, seriously, how do you bet against them?
I guess the one thing people will say is it's a different Dolphin team, McDaniel, and they're different. And I agree with all that stuff. I would lay it with the Bills this Sunday. I the Bills they've handled Miami the last few years. Obviously, they have.
So you you like them on the money line and on the 5.5.
Oh yeah, I'll lay to 5.5. I'd lay anything up to 7 probably with the Bills against Miami this weekend down there. At least up to 7, I'd go. And I feel pretty comfortable with it.
Now if you're a better. You better do it now because it's going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I do agree with that. That's for sure. Let's clean up last night. A couple of other things. Here's Sirianni, your boy Satriani. We haven't seen him in a while. Darius Slay, along with Hurts, was the star of the night for Philadelphia. Two picks of Kirk Cousins, both of them in the end zone. Sirianni says Slay was huge for us.
One of the reasons I always think that our receivers are taking steps in the right direction and getting better is because of the work they have to do to go against Slay and James in practice and Avante and Zach McPherson and all those guys. So, Slay, that's why he's one of our captains, the way he plays, the way he studies, the way he leads.
Slay's a badass. Let me just say one thing, Carver High. Kirk Cousins, I was wrong about him, utterly, disgustingly wrong, because I cannot fathom how bad he really, truly is in primetime. Seeing that again, and it's been multiple times now, and yesterday I was like, I'm not buying into that he's just terrible under the lights. That guy was so terrible last night, I can't even fathom they pay him $40 million. I mean, he looked like a $4 million backup to me. He was so bad. It is just beyond me. Like, that is a sleeper team for me, the Dolphins and Vikings. And after last night, I'm done with them. They're not going anywhere.
We'll get to Cousins in a moment.
Pathetic.
It was pathetic. He was awful last night.
He was worse.
Before we get to Cousins, did you see on one of the picks, Slay go and give the ball to James Harden? Everybody in Philadelphia loves James Harden, Scotty, including your boy Darius Slay.
Well, honestly, I didn't even know he was there into the game until they put him on the Jumbotron. And he one of my favorite players, But, I'm like, why not? You know what I'm saying? I get a chance to meet James Harden, a Hall of Fame basketball player. If I make a play tonight, definitely a pick. I got to give him the ball, man, because he real respected in the league. One of my favorite, like I said. So I was like, hey. It's a good opportunity.
I mean, it really was. Listen, I give Harden a lot of credit for cutting off his entire stomach. I mean, that guy was given birth via C-section at noon on a Friday. He looks so fat playing in Brooklyn, but he has cut all that weight and he looks fantastic. I still hate the 76ers forever after losing out on $300,000 with JoJo Embiid. I'm done with them. I hope they lose every game they play, and I hope Embiid goes down. I wish him nothing but ill will forever. Forever!
Here is Kirk Cousins, Scotty. He now is 2-10 on Monday Night Football. He threw three picks last night.
God.
Two of them in the end zone to Slay, like we said. He says the Vikings need to play better. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you need
to play better.
All right,
disappointing performance.
Nice job, you idiot.
Credit the Eagles. I thought they did a good job against us all night long.
You suck.
And, now we've got to respond in a short week.
$40 million for your hack ass.
Be a resilient group and get back on track. So, need to play better and we'll play better up ahead.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Next.
Before we move on, the Vikings do have a short week. They have the Lions at home on Sunday. Not a lot of big spreads this week, Scotty. In fact, and when you say big, 6-7 is really like the biggest spreads this week. And the Vikings are one of them, laying 6 at home against Detroit, who's coming off that win. I feel like those two teams always play weird games also, the Vikings and the Lions up in that north.
In God's name could I go back to the well with this guy for anything whatsoever? I won't even, that game isn't even on the schedule for me.
The card.
I don't want nothing to do with the Ravens. I don't want nothing to do with the Browns. I don't want nothing to do with the Vikings. I don't want nothing to do with the Rams. I mean, I'm done with them. Like, if this were a Survivor show, I'd already be dead 4 times. I'm out. I'm done with them. Screw you. I'll see you later down the season. There's no way I'm going back to the well with any of them this week. I'll even bet the games.
Let's see. I won't go near that Lion Viking game. You can't pay me to bet on that.
I need
game.
To find one or two sharp game. Plays that are real and live instead of these teams that lube up and bend over and ask for it in the fourth quarter with under three to go. They're like, you know what? We're going to let you just come all the way back in this one. Just bring everybody in here. Bring the car, the kids, bring grandma, the dog, and just all come right into the cave. Let's just come on, Ollie.
Pour in.
I can see Gambling Kenny right now. Bring them all in. Park in the back. Let's go. I mean, I'm not even kidding you what it does to me. I have a physical on the 30th. I may not even make it to the 30th. I'm going in for an EKG, whatever. They're going to find something. Palpitations, skipping heartbeats, something. Arrhythmia. Because I am a mess with these NFL games. They're making me crazy. And I am violent. I told my family, they're like, we're getting Chinese. They go, gas!
Well, let's see if we can maybe get you on the Bengal bandwagon this week. Hard to call week three, must win. But when you're 0-2, the defending AFC champs, and you're going back to a place this week where you lost last year, the infamous Mike White game where the Bengals lost to the Jets at MetLife, they need this one badly. Here is Bengal head coach Zach Taylor, not worried right now about the bad start or the poor start from his offensive line. Here he is.
It's a long year is where I'm at with that, you know, and so it's early in the season. And, you know, so again, we have to be patient and find ways to win these games early. And then your identity continues to take shape
and
those opportunities
will
present themselves. And when they do, you have to maximize them. That's a good combination to have there. I think the simplest way to put it is we've put ourselves down two scores right out the gate in two games so far. And we're not that team. That's not a good way to start. It is going to take away your opportunities to be as aggressive as you want to be because you've given them a two-score lead and now they can play exactly how they want to play. And those are things that we got to rectify and be better at. And again, patient. It's a long year. Those opportunities are going to come. Never been around great players that didn't want the ball in their hands at all time down the field. That's what we want from our guys. And we'll continue to work to make that a reality.
I got to tell you, like, I'm scared to death to bet on them in a football game with that offensive line as bad as it is. And the Jets are sky high after winning that game in Cleveland. They are absolutely lit. It's another game I just, frankly, don't want any part of. I don't want any part of it. Like, can you imagine, like, I'm going to bet on the Bengals again. And you remember, I bet on them against Pittsburgh. And, I'm glad the Steelers won, but I lost the bet. So now you want me to go, I took Dallas in 7.5, but now you're going to tell me, go back to the well, Scott, with the Bengals against the Jets. I mean, it's the kiss of death. I mean, it's just absolutely, I want no part of that game. It's 4.5. That number scares the living you-know-what out of me.
As you mentioned, the Jets are coming in flying high after the great comeback win in Cleveland in the final 2 minutes. Here is head coach Robert Saleh. Jets have to put that comeback win in the rearview mirror, Scotty. They do have the Bengals on Sunday.
I know that was a stat for 21 years. It's awesome that it happened, at least from our side. But,
Hey, Dana, is McGregor going to fight this year?
I was talking to Matt LaFleur at Green Bay because they're getting ready for their Sunday night game. And I've been a part of the Hail Mary. I've lost on a Hail Mary. Won a Super Bowl, lost a Super Bowl. I've been part of some crazy, crazy games. And so you're just never surprised what this league is going to give you. And if you put your head down or take a deep breath for 1 second, it can kick you in the rear. So obviously the jubilation, everyone's really excited, but it's time to move on. So
is that like the first game he's ever won, that game last week against the Browns? Did he ever win last year? Did he win one game, two games?
He got a couple of wins last year, three or four. One of them against the Bengals last year at home.
Do you really think they're beating the Bengals?
I don't.
You can't make up your mind either. You can't even touch it because you're so scared.
You're right, and I'm going to go to exactly what you just said. I don't think that this is a game that I want to prioritize for myself on Sunday because I can't see the Bengals losing there 2 years in a row, especially starting 0-2 and needing a win so badly. But I don't want to lay 4.5 points with them either. I don't want any part of that, Scotty.
Would you play two Bills on the money line?
Probably not. Probably not. I don't think that I would.
Will you lay?
They look awful.
You'll lay two Bills on the Bills on the money line.
Yes, I would. I would do that. I would lay two Bills. Here's the problem. They're going to get Burrow killed at some point in the next few weeks. You said it yesterday. They are the guy's getting hammered 8 to 12 times a game. Like, not just sacks. He's getting knocked over. He's getting beaten up. He got hurt 2 years ago. He somehow made it through last year. Is he going to make it through this year the way they're going right now? I don't know.
No.
I'm not so sure.
No.
I'm not so sure. Let's go to the Ravens. We already know what happened to them. They're going to New England on Sunday to take on the Patriots. Here's Harbaugh on letting the game slip away and having to put it in the rearview mirror.
Oh, I want to hear
this. We're all in that together. I mean, you know, it's easy to point fingers. It's easy to talk about, you know, who's at fault or whatever. That's not.
I blame you.
You know, you can listen to all the talking heads outside that want to make all the statements they want to make. Okay.
You can make I blame
all the
you.
Talking heads. Make,
but they're not coaching
talking
anybody
heads.
Right now. And this is the way it works in this league. I mean, you look all around the league. You've got challenges, you know, and you've got to keep coaching guys through the course of a long season, and things turn, you know, especially when you have good young players who you like and trust, and we really like those guys.
Not on defense.
We trust those guys, and they're going to learn from their mistakes, and sometimes lessons are learned the hard way. You know, I don't know how many times in National Football you come out there with a bunch of young guys, and all of a sudden they're doing everything perfectly right, and when you get challenged with, you know, really good players, you know, in critical situations, it goes bad and it's painful. It hurts. But you know what? You remember those lessons. You know, you remember them as coaches. I'm sure all the guys out there who've coached can vouch for the same thing. You know, when they've had painful experiences, you learn from them as coaches and you learn from them as players and you learn from them as reporters, don't
wow,
you?
This guy's a great public speaker.
So we'd all be wise to remember that.
Yeah, I don't give a rat's ass what, you know, Abe Lincoln has to say to me, giving me advice. Thanks so much. Nice job on Sunday, Coach. Up 35-14. Nice job by you guys. I mean, it was really impressive. Thank you, God. You got Tucker making a field goal at least.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver, if I had a gun to my head, I'd still take the Ravens over the Patriots on the money line and laying 3, even in Foxborough. But it won't be easy because they play a unique brand of football when they play at Gillette.
They certainly do, but I think it does go back to what you and Dave were talking about. The Ravens need to do the same thing they did against the Dolphins this week because the Patriots don't have the kind of offense that can come back from 20-plus points down in the second half of a game. That's not their bread and butter. They can't do that. They want to grind you like that game was with the Steelers on Sunday. They want to go back and forth, run the football, play defense. The Ravens can come out early on Sunday and whack them over the top. You know, Lamar get going, hit Bateman for one, get Andrew. And before you know it, it's 24-3 up on the scoreboard. I don't think the Patriots can recover from that, Scotty. They just can't. I don't care where the game is.
Yeah, I have no faith in the Baltimore Ravens anymore. But like I said, I you know, on this show, I'm going to say Ravens win and cover.
Ravens win and cover. All right, there you go. How about the Bears, Scotty? Now 1-1. Already hearing it from the fans in Chicago. Justin Fields says the fans need to calm down. Losses hurt the players more than they hurt the fans. Here he is.
Does losing against this team, does it sting more because of the rivalry and, you know, how much Bears fans want to win this game?
Yeah. I mean, it hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I see the guys in the locker room every day. I see how much work they put in. So just coming out with a disappointing loss like this, you know, it hurts. But, you know, we just got to respond.
Does he not like the media or not like Chicago? What's his deal? What's up with Fields?
Listen, I think he's making a lot of money. So I think at the end of the day, that kid of all people, in my view, just my impression of him, is he knows he's got all kinds of money. Nothing matters to him. He's got that bank. He's a brother that just knows he's got the money. You can yell at him all day long. He's the starting quarterback in the NFL, the Chicago Bears. You don't like it? Take a look at his bank.
That's it, baby. We'll look at the line for the game when we come back.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.